Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, I'm loving it. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And by Yem Auto Group in Galesburg. And now the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks win the tip here in game three of the Taylorville Holiday Tournament, taking on the Sterling Golden Warriors. Jalen McCants down low, posts up, fakes right, goes left, up and in off the glass, and the Streaks score first in this game. Up 2-0.
Well, they took it over 6-9, Aiden Shore. That was impressive.
Right. Jim Lee again filling in for Steve Cheeseman, who will be back with us for tournament coverage tomorrow. And a jumper in the lane. Won't go down for Noe Aponte. And Keith Cunningham with the rebound. Leads the break into the front court. Up top, this is Justin Endoff. Now leaves it over to Jalen McCants. Fields has it now. We're a minute into the game, and the Streaks with an early 2-0 lead. Rivalry resume. Two tough losses to these Golden Warriors by a combined 4 points last year. Here's Justin Endoff just to the right of the top of the arc. Misses from three-point range. And Keith Cunningham goes up over the back of Weston Sisson and picks up the foul going for the rebound.
You know, we had hoped that maybe the end of the last game would have gotten Endoff a little more comfortable out there. That one was just a little long. And then with the long carom, you end up picking the foul on the attempted rebound against Cunningham. And the Sterling bench was happy to see that.
Sisson drives, runner from the left side, a little bit strong off the basket, and Endoff in amongst the traffic, comes up with a rebound for the Silver Streaks, leads the break, fires it to the baseline. Fields, bounce pass through the lane, knocked away by Shore, first turnover on the Silver Streaks. Back comes Sterling quickly. First time they've been the road team in this tournament, so they are wearing gold uniforms that are just a little bit less bright than the gold that the Silver Streaks wear sometimes. Up top, this is Isaiah Ryan to the left side, over to Aponte. Now down low to Shore. Up with a baby hook from the left side and in over Jalen McCants, and that's going to be tough for anyone to defend.
Yeah, that was that shot that Mike Reynolds was talking about in the pregame, that little jump hook, left-handed. I'll call it a stab hook, but whatever it was, the soft touch, and it went in.
Cunningham answers at the other end on the left low blocks, flips it up and in with the right hand. Got high with that outstretched arm. Now here's a drive left side by Ryan and a held ball as the Streaks reach in, tie him up. That was Fields who created that, and Sterling will hang on to it on the alternating possession.
Yeah, it's interesting. I knew that there was probably some football influence on this basketball team at Sterling, but everybody but four players on this team was on the football team. And Coach Vasquez said that obviously they went to the semifinals. They got a late start, and so to get off to the start they have this year is pretty good. He said now not going to the Rock Island tournament helped them, not playing the competition there. So you can put an asterisk by that, I guess.
Yeah, they got off to an 0-4 start last year playing the lights of Chicago Bogan and Rock Island. Here's a drive on the right side. Good job defensively to cut Ryan off by Fields. And now they give it away to Short. The high post trying to work his way on a McCants turnaround jumper with a left hand, swishes it. Well, we've seen more offense from Aiden Shore in the first 2 minutes and 45 seconds of this game. More impressive offense than we saw in that 9-point win over Rochester earlier today. Here's Price on the left side. Dribbles to the top of the arc. Cut off by Sisson. Trying to shake him. Now gives it off to Cunningham, right side of the arc. They leave him alone. He shoots the three, and it's off the back iron. Tipped by McCants, and he got undercut by Marquez Williams, and that'll be a foul on Sterling. First of the game on Williams as McCants went up for the offensive rebound.
Yeah, that's probably a tough call if you're Sterling because, you know, as a player, you're trying to box out with the ball up in the air, and you got Cunningham trying to go over the top there, or I guess McCants, and he just put his butt into him and pushed back and got the foul.
Endoff trapped in the corner, gets it out to Eric Price, who pulls up and swishes it from 17 feet. And the streak sophomore didn't play much in the earlier game, ended up fouling out in the win over Dunlap. Gets off to a good start offensively, knocking down his first shot. 6-4 Streaks, 4:35 to go in the opening quarter. Weston Sisson up top, a 6'3 senior. Onto the left side it goes over to Williams, a 6'1 senior. Now Isaiah Ryan with it, one of the returning players from last year's team. Back to Williams, left baseline, misses it with an air ball. Eric Price with a rebound. Here come the Streaks pushing it into the front court. Left side, McCants driving in. Contact with Shore. No foul called. McCants gets his own offensive rebound. Tries to get it through the lane. It's deflected and turned over. Streaks come up with it. On the right side, Ryan. Down low to Williams. Blocked by Cunningham. Tough shot over Keith, and he came up short. Cunningham with a rebound. Drives it into the front court. Down the left side. Feeds it. Left corner. Fields. Air balls a three. And the weak side rebound by Sterling. Nick a little jacked up on that one. Launched it over and everything.
And that's, you know, Nick's pretty selective any shot that he'll take, but I think he's encouraged if he's got a wide open look to go ahead and try and become an offensive threat, but like you said, just way too strong.
Nice pick by Eric Price, and he couldn't come up with the steal on the far side. Came from down low, just poked it right out of Aiden Shore's hands. That's what you tell your big man, don't bring the ball down. And Eric got in there, knocked it loose, and then he just couldn't get it before it went out of bounds.
The Sterling team, one of their losses coming into this tournament was to Ottawa. They're undefeated at 14-0. Coach Vasquez, now I don't know if it's just being kind or honest, but said, Gelsberg's the best team we'll have played. I said, what about Ottawa? They're 14-0. He goes, they don't have any bench. He said, you guys are better. So, well, hope he's right.
Also lost to Dixon. We'll see Dixon in January when they come to Gelsberg for the shootout. Play of the Silver Streaks. Offensive rebound by Sterling. Here's Shore backing his way in, trying to get Jalen McCants up in the air. They're going to get called McCants with a little hand check foul. And that's his first.
Yeah, his thoughts on Ottawa was that he said they got four pretty good starters, but he said that they'll only bring in maybe one or two guys off the bench. They just don't trust the rest of their bench, and he just feels like if they get a couple guys in foul trouble or a tough situation that they're – he said, don't get me wrong, they're good, but he said their depth is going to be a problem.
Ottawa's Class 4A, so here's a charging foul as Price got down along the baseline. Isaiah Ryan plowed into and over him, and that's the first Sterling turnover. And the Streaks with a 6-4 lead get it back, 3:15 to go in the first quarter. I'm going to show this picture to you, Jim. Maybe we can send it back to the station, and maybe I'll get it out on Twitter. Jeff Lamb, who's the public address announcer for the boys' games, is over at the Pekin Tournament. He's watching Moline play Plainfield East, and Kristen Shoemate from Plainfield East went up for a dunk, and guess what happened?
Wow.
As Price knocks down a two-pointer just inside the left elbow.
Haven't seen that
shattered
for a while.
The backboard.
That'll stop play for a while.
So, yeah, I don't know how long that's going to delay things. Moline and East United Township are both in the semifinals and could end up playing each other for the championship over at Pekin. And that's a situation you run into sometimes when you got another conference opponent. As we talked about earlier today, when the Streaks and Rock Island both were at the State Farm Tournament, ended up playing each other, 2 years in a row. Here's a hold by Shore as Jalen McCants, as he does so well, comes from down low, comes from the backside, pokes the ball loose, stole it away from Shore, and then Shore just reached out and grabbed McCants at half court to prevent him from the breakaway.
A win-win for the Streaks on that, getting the turnover and then drawing the foul on the big guy Shore. So McCants with a terrific play there. Streaks up by four with the ball, 2:43 to go first quarter.
Price will walk it across midcourt after the inbound. Quinn Anderson has checked into the game for Endoff for the Silver Streaks. Free throw line, Cunningham down the right side, cut off there. Steps back to the high post, gets it to Quinn Anderson. Anderson backs up on the dribble. Now pull-up jumper by Cunningham, right baseline, missed it. Jalen McCants with the offensive rebound, tries to get underneath Shore, gets blocked. The outlet pass to the other end, missed layup by Isaiah Yarborough. And Eric Price with a rebound. Into the front court, Cunningham flips it up and knocks down the teardrop jumper. And the Streaks call a timeout, leading 10-4 now. Sterling calls a timeout. 2:04 to go in the first quarter, and Gelsberg leads by six.
A terrific flurry by the Silver Streaks to get that ball up the court that well. Cunningham has had a nice tournament here. He just put that ball up on the rim, and it rolled in. And a nice answer after the block down here. The Streaks did not say, oh, my gosh, what are we going to do against this big guy? They got down, they played defense, and then got back down and got the layup. And there's going to be a few blocks tonight. This guy, this Shore, he's blocked as many as 12, 14 shots in a game before. So you just got to keep going at him.
We'll thank one of our sponsors here on WGIL, Gelsberg Nissan, for providing our transportation to Taylorville tonight in the for this tournament. and a 2016 Nissan Altima with about 32,000 miles on it. And you've had the pleasure of doing all the driving. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And it's a smooth ride, I got to say that.
It very much is. And like we said, we weren't too concerned with the heater or the nice heated seats yesterday when it was 53 degrees. But winter has returned down here today, and that's coming pretty handy and will again when we go out. And our thanks to just terrific vehicles. All the Nissan line, especially these Altimas, so reliable and so comfortable from Galesburg Nissan.
Streaks trap coming out of the timeout and forced a turnover. Eric Price, left jumper three, a little bit long, weak side rebound. McCants tips it to himself. He's already got five rebounds in this game. Cunningham, right side drives, leaves it off to Jalen. Flat-footed three, in and out. Rebound under the basket by Cooper Willman for Sterling, and he gets it into the front court. Penetrates to the lane, feeds it into the left corner, squaring up for three. Alec Duran missed it. Weak side rebound by the big man, Trevor Jordan. Jim talked about him with Ryan Vasquez in the pregame interview. Trevor Jordan, a 6'5 sophomore who is a 15-year-old and a man-sized body. Shore has the ball knocked loose, manages to hang on to it, gets it out to Cooper Willman for three, and that cuts the lead in half down to 10-7 now with a minute 10 to go first quarter.
A big answer by Sterling. Galesburg had a couple of clean looks at maybe going up 13-4, but couldn't get him down, and then Sterling comes back and gets two shots at it, the finale of which is that three-pointer that cut it to 10-7.
Quinn Anderson up top to Price, another three. This one is good. Price has seven in the quarter. That restores the six-point lead at 13-7, 50 seconds to go.
Be a nice game for Eric to come up big after spending so much time on the bench with foul trouble in the first two games of this tournament.
Drive by Isaiah Yarbrough got in amongst Silver Streak's traffic down the lane and a push foul called against Galesburg. Stops the clock with just under 42 seconds to go. And that'll be the first of the game on Quinn Anderson.
Unlike so many teams, Sterling wants to attack and then kick out. If I'm Coach Vasquez, I'm going to tell a couple of these guys, go ahead and take it on in, because they could have clearly gone to the basket here twice.
Yep.
Nobody in the lane, and yet they kick it clear out into the deep corner.
So Sterling will inbound. That's a third team foul on the Silver Streaks. Three on Sterling as well. And they go to Sisson, back near half court on the inbound. Now over to Isaiah Yarbrough, a 6'1 junior, into the hands of Isaiah Ryan. Dribbles to the top of the arc, gives it off to Sisson, gets it right back. Swings it left, right side under the wing to Willman. Now back up top it goes into the hands of Marquez Williams. Little crossover dribble by Willman through the lane, feeds it over. Left side skidding on the floor, no travel called by Ryan, and he gets the pass away. Sisson around a screen, down to the low blocks, cut off, steps back. Off the head of Williams, chases it down at the blocks. 7 seconds to go in the first quarter. Sisson on the outside, drives, loses the handle on the ball. Sampson with a steal. Mitchell drives, puts it up off the back of the rim as the horn sounds. 13-7, Galesburg after one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Tis the season of savings.
Toyota-thon.
It's not scary like a python or grueling like a marathon. It won't hurt your neck like a telethon. It's just the best deals of the year on the most reputable vehicles on the road.
Toyota-thon.
Toyota-thon. It's a solar eclipse of the car buying business. When inventory levels are high, factory incentives are off the charts, and when they converge, you get the absolute best deals of the year. And on top of that, at Galesburg Toyota, we're having an end-of-the-year inventory sell-down. We're clearing this lot one way or the other. I'm GM Brian Penniman. Buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
Online at GalesburgToyota.com.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
One quarter gone at Taylorville. Silver Streaks, that up-tempo game is working to their advantage, and they lead Sterling by 6, 13-7. Again, 15 shots in the first quarter for the Silver Streaks. As this up-tempo style suits this team very well. Mitchell Sampson stays into the game. Inbound to Eric Price, knocks down a three from the left corner. And we talked about it in the game earlier today. If Price finds his range, he can be extremely hot from the outside as he's knocked down four of his five shots here in the early going. Streaks lead by nine.
And that's the difference. You know, we've said the first two games of this tournament, most of our points have had to come inside. But if we get somebody hot from the perimeter, that's what we need to beat a good Sterling team.
Sisson drives, spins around Cunningham, deflects the rebound back out into the corner. Marquez Williams bricks an 18-footer, and Jalen McCants gets his fifth rebound. Drives it into the front court. Finds an opening. Down the lane. High off the glass. Falls off. Cunningham with a rebound. Got held, but he got it back up and in anyway. Streaks continue to use those offensive rebounds to their advantage. It's an 11-point lead. 18-7 as we approach the 7-minute mark here in the first half. Short the free throw line. Backdoor cut by Williams. Drives, puts it up and in. Nifty little move there. Patient. And they finally found the opening.
Yeah, Marquez Williams, one of those you never know what you're going to get. Sterling's got a number of those guys. He's had a couple of games where he's hit double figures, led him in scoring with 13 once, but so far in this tournament, through two games, just 4 points. That was just his second basket in three games.
6:40 to play, first half. Streaks lead 18-9. Sampson looks back to the coaching bench, finds out what play to run here. Has the ball poked away from behind, into the hands of Sterling. Outlet pass to Ryan, who lays it up and in. Ryan created the steal and got the layup to benefit at the other end.
Yeah, as a basketball fan, even though you hate to see Gelsberg give up points, that was perfect. He poked that away, headed the other end, lead pass, layup.
And now a foul called on Isaiah Yarbrough going for a steal, and then he did the same thing, flashing down court, hoping to benefit the same way, but he picks up his first foul instead. Four team fouls on the Golden Warriors. 6:22 to go first half, and a 7-point Gelsberg lead. Again, Sterling comes into the conference next year, and regardless of what may or may not happen with the district playoff decision, we're talking to some folks down here. It's interesting to hear the perspectives. Some people think that that vote is going to come back up again as a rescind vote next year. Here's a drive and a reverse layup badly missed by Eric Price, and the rebound by Aiden Shore, but I don't get the feeling that Sterling folks are real excited to join the conference in basketball. And we can talk about that as the night goes along. Here's a drive by Ryan. Missed it. Ball rolls to the other side of the rim, and it's Jalen McCants who collects it for the Streaks. Drives into the front court. No-look pass right to the hands of Mitchell Sampson, who was open underneath. And it looks like he wasn't ready for it. That's the fourth Gelsberg turnover.
And Mitchell was our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game in the opener today. He's getting more and more playing time. Was in at the end of the first quarter, carried into the second. After that, he's going to grab a little seat next to Coach Hawkins and Coach Thompson over there.
We're going to talk to Coach Thompson tomorrow during Gelsberg Live. We'll have the broadcast from our hotel, talk some basketball, some tournament action. Situation down here in Taylorville with the continued recovery after the tornado earlier this month. That'll be from 7 to 9 tomorrow morning on WGIL. Sisson drives and gets fouled by Jalen McCants, and that'll be the second of the game on Jalen.
I've been impressed with Sisson. We watched their game earlier today, and he's a slasher. I would say he's the most athletic kid they put out there. I mean, in terms of his quickness and his length. I don't know what's he listed at, probably 6'2".
6'3".
Long arms, mm-hmm. Jumps really well, and attacks the basket. And I would, if I'm playing some pickup game, I would say yeah, I'll pick him.
In the game earlier that Sterling struggled to get much offense going against Rochester, won the game by 9, but Sisson was one of the guys who not only showed the determination to flash to the basket, as you said, but the ability to finish as well. We haven't seen a lot of players in this tournament who can finish their drives to the basket. As the Streaks turn it over again in the half court, the pass from Price through the hands of a cutting Keith Cunningham. And Mike Reynolds wants a timeout with 5:23 to go here in this first half. And I didn't see the signal, but the players are heading to sit down, so it looks like a full timeout. So let's talk a little bit about what we've got coming on for Gelsberg Live tomorrow. It's an opportunity to really haven't touched on it much at all here during this tournament, but you and I had a chance to drive around Taylorville and see some of the effects of the tornado damage. We tweeted some pictures out on the WGIL Sports Twitter feed, and you had a chance to talk with Athletic Director Paul Held. His house was damaged. We visited with Coach Ryan Brown, and a lot of pretty incredible stories from down here in terms of how people have come out of this.
Yeah, and if you drive in from the west side of town, which is what anybody would be coming in from our area or Springfield, you really wouldn't notice that much. A little something here or there. The school looks fine.
Yep.
Most of the businesses look fine. Some hail damage on a car. right. or a car dealership.
Yeah.
But, yeah, once you get to the east and then the south side of town, that's where, you know, that's the war zone, so to speak, over there. It's not a huge area, but big enough. There's still a lot of work to be done on a lot of homes, trees, that sort of thing. And it's very apparent that they've got some work to do. And it's harder in the winter any of these repair projects. It's cold outside. So they've got long stretch. Just ask the folks in Washington, kind of the same situation, time of year that happened to them a few years back.
So that'll be part of the topics of discussion tomorrow on Galesburg Live, as we'll broadcast from the hotel. And, of course, we'll work in some of the kids from the basketball team as well, probably in the latter half hour especially, as the Silver Streaks will play tomorrow either at noon or 1:30. So they won't have to get up real early and won't be real excited to get up real early tomorrow, regardless of what time they play.
Well, if we tell them they can't eat until they talk to us, that'll get them up there.
5-point lead for the Streaks coming out of the Galesburg timeout. 4:45 to go first half, 18-13. Sterling with the ball, though. Up top, Yarbrough with it. Passes it left side. Ryan drives. Cut off by Fields. Tries a hesitation drive and traveled with it. And he doesn't like the call. That's the first Sterling turnover of the second quarter, fifth for the game.
You know, Streaks have been the dominant team in this game, but a 5-point lead can go away very quickly. And this is a game where you have to value your possessions a little bit more than early. You know, what did we get? 61 shots last night, 59 earlier today. Don't think we'll get that many looks in this one.
Three top of the arc, missed by Endoff. Alec Duran into the game, comes up with a rebound. Endoff knocked down 2 of 3 in the fourth quarter of the game earlier, but missed his first two here. Here's a drive by Ryan, comes up short. Cunningham with the rebound, leads the break. Fires to Fields, drives, blocked! Stuffed, really, by Isaiah Yarbrough. Comes up with a loose ball. Spins around Price. Down the right side of the lane. Cunningham draws the charge. Isaiah Yarbrough was a single-man wrecking crew against the Silver Streaks with a block and the rebound at the other end. The spin move right in front of us at half-court around Price. And then Cunningham got there and drew the charge at the other end.
Yeah, Yarbrough, 20 points so far in this tournament. He's an important player for them, and that was spectacular to block the ball as cleanly as he did and then head the other way.
18-13 Streaks halfway through quarter number two. Rather low-scoring game despite the score, especially after the Streaks put up 13 in the first quarter. Up top, Endoff briefly open for three, passes it up, though. Left side, now Sampson with it. Works his way left to right, top of the arc. Into the hands of Cunningham, trying to drive around Sisson. Cut off, between the legs of the dribble, passes it away to Price, or Fields, rather. Now up top, Sampson squares for three. Air balls, out of bounds, back to Sterling.
Well, that was great Sterling defense. Streaks couldn't get it to where they wanted to go and ended up settling for a shot that Nelly probably wouldn't normally take, but that's that great defense that makes you do that, and that's why both these teams are good. Their coaches preach defense, and you can see it out here on the court.
Under 3.5 minutes to go. It's really led to a scoring lull here between these two teams. 5-point Galesburg lead. In fact, the Streaks called the timeout with just under 5 minutes to go, and neither team has scored since. There's a hesitation drive, Duran around Cunningham. Takes it all the way to the low blocks. And just as soon as I say that, Sterling dents the scoreboard, pulling within three. 18-15 Galesburg. Fields will bring it across midcourt. Ryan will pick him up defensively there. Sampson comes out high for it. Now Price. After his hot start, he hasn't been able to get many clean looks. Up top, Endoff. Shore comes out. Blocks Justin's three. Loose ball picked up by Duran. Drives up. Missed from the right side. Tip up and in by Shore on the rebound. Sterling within one now at 18-17. The big man Shore came all the way out with the block on Justin Endoff at the three at the top of the arc, and that led to the Sterling break, pulling the Warriors within one. Here's a drive by Price. A reach in. He gets knocked down. Turnover against the Silver Streaks. Sixth of the game. Fourth in the quarter. Sterling with a chance to take its first lead of the game. We've been tied twice. Sterling down one. Down low they go to Shore. Turnaround up and in with that patented left hand. And the Warriors have the lead now for the first time at 19-18. Galesburg calls a 30-second timeout. And Mike Reynolds does not like at the other end that Eric Price went left to right through the lane, tried to get the ball up for a shot. A reach in by Sterling tied him up and knocked him down. And no foul was called. And that's got Mike Reynolds upset.
Well, and Sterling, defense creates offense. That's what they do, and they just took the momentum right away from the Silver Streaks. Did we just get a technical? I heard a big cheer.
Or did he get a sideline warning? That's a sideline warning.
All right.
Which we saw one of those up at Rock Falls when Mike was upset with the coaching, with the refereeing going on up there.
But outside of that, I really haven't noticed that much. It's just Sterling has just smothered us on defense. Some outstanding individual efforts by the Golden Warriors, and they don't just get it and then walk it up the court. They go right after you, and they've grabbed the lead here after trailing the entire ballgame.
Well, what did you say? Streaks had a 5-point lead, but that could go away quickly. It has, with 2 minutes to go. Anderson left side, out to Sampson. He'll try the three again. Ooh, in and out. That was halfway down, but it popped out, and Shore comes up with a rebound. Chance to extend the lead for the Warriors. Down low, shot up and in under the blocks by Noe Aponte.
Well, they can't miss now. We can't find one. No, they've
kidding.
Hit three of four. Silver Streaks have missed their last six.
And have turned it over four times in the quarter as well, with a minute and a half to go, down three. Silver Streaks were up 18-7. This is a 14-0 run by Sterling. Jumper. Anderson misses inside the top of the arc. Nobody there for Galesburg to rebound. Shore pulls it down. Now they can add to the lead with a minute 15 to go in the half. On the right wing, Aponte, the sophomore, swinging around left over to Sisson. Sisson back up top to Aponte. Now to the right wing. Go ahead, Jim.
Keep in mind, McCants is out. That's a big part of it. Cunningham not able to get anything going down low.
There's a miss from the outside by Aponte. Eric Price gets up there for the rebound. McCants picked up his second foul, so he went to the bench to avoid picking up a third before halftime. 50 seconds to go. Streaks down three. Price drives, pulls up, alters his shot with the defense coming over, and he came up well short. Sterling with a rebound, pushing it into the front court. A drive by Sisson misses. Under the basket, rebound flipped up. That won't go for Alec Duran, as he really didn't gather himself. Mitchell Sampson got the rebound, and then a scramble for the ball and a foul called against the Golden Warriors. Duran, his first.
And Silver Streaks dodged a bullet there.
Yeah.
Sterling in the two-on-one had two good looks at the basket underneath and couldn't get it down, or they'd be up by five. 35 seconds to go in the first half. And again, the Streaks, after scoring 13 points in the first quarter, held to just five here so far in this dismal second quarter.
And again, they led 18-7. Haven't scored since. End off on the right side. 25 seconds to go. End off around a Cunningham screen. Up top, Price. Head Fields flashing to the basket. Streaks keep it on the perimeter. Anderson left open. Swinging around to the right side, Fields. Down to 14 seconds to go for the half. Price left of the arc. Over to end off on the wing. Brings the ball down low. Dribbles right. Lost the handle on it. Gets it over to Cunningham with six. Keith on the dribble drive. Pulls up for three. Off the mark badly. Shore with a rebound. Just heaves it to the other end, and that's the half. Silver Streaks trail at the break for the first time in this tournament, 21-18. We'll take a break, come back, look at the first half statistics, talk things over with the coaching staff as well. 21-18 Sterling, you're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a triple breakfast stack? Since today is the big day, my time to shine. I'm taking names and showing them who's boss.
Well, good luck on your game today.
Game? No, I'm a substitute teacher for third graders.
Oh, that is big.
For every kind of big day, there's McDonald's new triple breakfast stacks. Stacked with two sausage patties and two slices of cheese with bacon and egg. On your choice of McMuffin, biscuit, or McGriddles.
Woo, go big. And pull around, please.
And participate in McDonald's for a limited time.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Save time when you buy online at yemauto.com. This is Sarah Yem. Buying your next new vehicle at Yem has never been easier. Skip the paperwork. Save time at the dealership by doing the work from home at yemauto.com. With FastPass at yemauto.com, you can value your trade, personalize payments, or pre-qualify for credit. Save time by buying online. Structure your deal today by using FastPass at yemauto.com.
Mom's night out. Mom's night out next Thursday, but you'll have to meet me there.
We have a problem.
Don't you dare cancel on me.
So I can't drive at night.
What?
I mean, I can, but it feels like I can't see. I hate it. Don't make me do it.
It's pretty common, but don't let night blindness stop you from living after dark. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road. Make your appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks boys, trail Sterling here at the half. Again, first time the Streaks have trailed at the half in this tournament. As Sterling scored the final 14 points of the second quarter. Turned an 11-point deficit into a 3-point halftime lead, and Silver Streaks in some ways were their own worst enemies and really kind of lost some confidence, I felt like, attacking the basket there in that second quarter.
I thought we looked very rattled. Sterling, they don't have a big crowd here, but boy, their players on the bench really got behind the guys on the court, and they were playing defense right in front of them, and it was quite a quarter for the Golden Warriors on the defensive end. Completely took the Silver Streaks out of what they wanted to do. They're not letting Eric Price shoot from the outside. He's going to have to be a little more creative to get shots off after he burned Sterling early. And it shows you how important Jalen McCants is in this ball game, because when he sat down, that was pretty well when things all started to fall apart for the Silver Streaks. We were clueless offensively. It's just kind of like, here, you take it. I don't want it. I don't know what to do with it. And, you know, with nobody else hitting from the outside, it makes it tough to score against these guys.
I had 6'10 Aiden Shore with one rebound until Jalen McCants went out of the game.
Wow.
Then he picked up four.
Yeah.
And five for the half.
He became a guard there for a while. I mean, he was, like you said, came out. That may have been the key play, two key plays in the half for Sterling. The big block down here on what would have been a Streaks layup. And then the big guy out here at the volleyball line makes the block. And then leads the break, and that ignited their bench. And from that point on, it was all Sterling in that second quarter.
Let's take a look at the first half statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, starting with the team numbers.
29% from the field is not going to win you this ball game. Silver Streaks, that's where they stand right now. 8 of 27 from the field. Missed their last 4, 7, 9 shots of the second quarter. Went just 2 of 12 in that period. Meanwhile, Sterling shooting 37%, 9 of 24. They hit at one stretch, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out of 8 from the field when they were overcoming that deficit. Rebounding, dead heat right now, 16 apiece. Turnovers are even at 6 apiece through halftime.
Three-point shooting, Sterling 1 out of 3. Silver Streaks 2 out of 11. So those struggles continue. Sterling shot the only two free throws in the game, making them both. Golden Warriors up 21-18 at the half. Take a break. Come back, talk with the coaching staff, check out scores from around tournament coverage around high school basketball in Illinois. Also, Silver Streaks boys basketball halftime coverage continues on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Stay connected to what's happening in Galesburg. 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL, Galesburg's local news.
As 2019 approaches, WGIL is looking back at the biggest stories of the past year. In October 2017, Maestro Bruce Pollet kicked off his final season with the Knox Galesburg Symphony. His final performance was the Concert on the Lawn at Knox College in June. Pollet was awarded 3 times the Conductor of the Year award by the Illinois Council of Orchestras. An evening with Kevin Smith at the Orpheum Theater sold out in less than an hour. Then Smith's podcast, Jay and Silent Bob Get Old, sold out that same April night. Wells Fargo will pay Illinois nearly $11 million to resolve claims the bank violated state consumer protection laws by opening unauthorized accounts using manipulative sales practices. Attorney General Lisa Madigan said today Illinois is part of a $575 million settlement reached between Wells Fargo and 50 states and the District of Columbia. I'm Cameron Lyne. Top stories at home, top stories from around the world. This is 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL. Galesburg's News.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
The official WGIO forecast. Cloudy skies expected for tonight with a slight chance of freezing rain and drizzling, a low of 21. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a high of 31. Then for tomorrow night, mostly clear and a low of 19. Sunday will bring some sunshine with a high of 40. Sunday night, partly cloudy, a chance for snow through the overnight hours and a low of 30. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 26 degrees.
Hi, this is Jim Bohannon. Join us for the next Bohannon Show with the top stories of the day. Some fun stuff from sports or entertainment, you name it.
Jim Bohannon, tonight after the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Silver Streaks trail at halftime, 21-18. Let's take a look at the individual scoring here. As Sterling scored the final 14 points of the half. They're led by Aiden Shore, 8 points, 5 rebounds. Cooper Willman with 3. Then Alec Duran, Weston Sisson, Marquez Williams, Noe Aponte, and Isaiah Ryan, all with 2. For Galesburg, Eric Price had 10, 7 in the first quarter. In fact, he knocked down 4 of his first 5 shots and was held pretty quiet after that. Keith Cunningham with 6, Jalen McCants 2. McCants leads the streaks with 7 rebounds, but that's about it. Let's go courtside. Jim Lee is with Ryan Hart.
Okay, we were up 18-7 early second quarter, then the roof caved in. What happened, Ryan?
Started settling for jump shots and missing open threes. We get some of those to fall. I mean, it could easily be 30-17 right now if we get a couple buckets go here and there. But it didn't. We played good defense. We've rebounded all right. They've only got 21 points, so we just need to go from there.
Probably no coincidence that a lot of that happened with Jalen sitting on the bench.
Well, he got 2 fouls. We had the lead, and we wanted to make sure that we had him for the whole second half, as much of it as we could hold him out. So.
I suppose this is one of those where you have to stand back and say, okay, it's a 3-point game at half. If you'd have said that at the outset, you'd probably say, well, all right, but it's just the way it kind of fell apart on you that makes it tough to swallow.
Yeah, it is what it is. I mean, we're just going to play the second half and see what we can do.
All right, turn it around. Let's be the team we were in the first quarter.
I agree. Thanks.
Thanks to Ryan Hart joining us here at halftime. And around the area, saw Quincy was leading Belleville Althoff down at Collinsville. Moline had a lead over Belleville. Belleville East at the Pekin tournament before that dunk that shattered the backboard and brought play to a stop there. United Township also playing in the semifinals at Pekin after winning earlier today. Rock Island got a low-scoring win, 39-36 over Wheaton Warrenville South at the State Farm Holiday Tournament. So it's been a good day overall for the Western Big Six. Silver Streaks won earlier today, but trailing at the half here and ready to get things started here in the third quarter. You can tell Ryan Hart's been on Mike Reynolds' staff for a while. Get you? It is what it is.
Well, but if I had talked to Mike there, I'm not sure I'd have got quite the relaxed attitude that Ryan had there. Yeah, that's all right. We'll just go after it. I mean, that's what you got to do at this point. But it was. I guess it was kind of like a boxer when the bell sounds at the end of the period. You're just glad you're going to your corner. That's where the streaks were at halftime. Let's just get out of here and regroup.
So Sterling has the ball to start off the second half, trying to extend a 14-0 run that ended the first half. On the right wing, Alec Duran did not start the game, and now we got a whistle away from the ball against McCants doing battle with Aiden Shore. And that's going to be the third of the game on Jalen. Mike Reynolds is getting attention of his players. He wants a switch because Jalen cannot afford to pick up another foul.
Yep.
Keith Cunningham will do that defensively now.
And you know, Jalen, to his defense, trying to deny the big guy Shore position, but he did wrap his arms around him. And, boy, with 2 fouls already, you just can't do that.
Shore taking it right at Cunningham. Turnaround jumper with the left hand. Missed it. And falls down backpedaling. Not sure what that was about. Cunningham leads the break. Now he slips and falls. Gets it over to Price, who shoots the 3 and got fouled at the end of it. Shot didn't go down, but Eric will shoot 3 free throws here as Sisson came over late and got him on the wrist. Now let's see if the Silver Streaks can take advantage of this and turn some momentum around here. Price could tie the game with free throws here, although he's just over 60% on the season. 60.5%, 23 out of 38. The lefty dribbles it 3 times, spins it, eyes it, puts it up, and hits. Price leads the streaks in scoring with 11 for the game. That snaps the 14-0 run by Sterling, but the Silver Streaks still looking for their first field goal since early second quarter. 7:21 to go, just underway in the third quarter. Price's second one is off the back rim. These are the first free throws of the game for the Silver Streaks.
Yeah, we haven't seen a lot of free throws, period, in this tournament. The officials have, you know, let them play for the most part. You were looking on today on that Moline game. Their leading scorer had, what, 16 of 18 from the line in one game?
Deontay Billups, yep. At 27 in that game. Price hits the third, pulling the Streaks within one. And now a foul on Cunningham, yep. I think. Doing battle again with Aiden Shore. Second of the game on Cunningham. Streaks are going to have to figure something else out to slow the big man down. They lob it into him against 6'10", Aiden Shore. Full right at Ferris State, a Division II school in Michigan. To the right wing, Alec Duran. Now up top, Sisson. They're going to look to get it inside to Shore all day. There's the lob, but he's behind the basket, turns around, gets a shot up with the left hand, and Cunningham in position. And Shore went over the top of him, knocked it out of bounds. Streaks get it back.
Yeah, because they know that if they can get McCants and Cunningham sitting down, obviously the Streaks don't have any height coming off the bench. So it's you're right. They're going to go right to him as much as they can.
Price up top. Now Endoff tries to go around Shore. Keeps it on the outside to Price. Fakes left, drives right, down the lane, scoops it up with the left hand, missed. Shore's presence there made Eric alter his shot, and he couldn't finish it. Gets his sixth rebound to lead Sterling. Sisson on the right side. Soft pass, deflected into the backcourt. Fields dives for it, gets on top of it, and Mike Reynolds calls a 30-second timeout immediately. Great hustle and effort by Nick Fields to help secure that turnover.
Did we get a hand? If they touched that ball, was it going to be an over and back, or did we get a hand on it?
I didn't think we got a hand on it.
I didn't either. But
credit to Nick for not waiting to figure that out.
Yeah, that's a hard one to tell the coach if you stand there and look at it, and then they end up getting the ball back.
Well, we didn't touch it, Coach.
Yeah, but that's what we expect from Nick. He's just such a good player, aggressive, and got right on it. And he really didn't have time to call the timeout. He's sliding with the ball, but Coach Reynolds was all over it as soon as he got it.
So a minute and a half into the third quarter. Streaks have a couple of free throws. Those are the only points of the second half so far. And coming off a Sterling turnover, their first since early in the second quarter. And the lob on the inbound to McCants out high. Left wing, Cunningham. Looking up top, gets it to Endoff. Feeds it right side to Fields. Fakes squaring up for the shot, up top to Price. Now left side, Cunningham. Keith puts the ball on the floor, weaves through the top of the arc, gets it over to Fields. Nick is cut off, so he pulls it back out to Price. Eric dribbles right side, reaches into a double team, kicks it out to Fields. Left wing McCants, he'll shoot the three. Off the rim. Rebound Shore again. Rather see Jalen in close to the basket.
Yes, absolutely. That Sterling loves seeing that.
And that left Shore wide open for an easy seventh rebound of the game. Under 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Silver Streaks still haven't knocked out a basket since early second quarter. Here's a jumper, Shore, right baseline, rattles around and drops through. He's in double figures with 10 now. 23-20, Sterling. Fields, Cunningham, Price, McCants, and Endoff for the Silver Streaks. McCants on the outside, now Fields, right wing, up top, Endoff, trying to work around a screen for McCants. Now another screen, leaves it off for Price at the front end of the Galesburg bench. 5:20 to go third quarter, Streaks down three. Eric with a dribble to the left wing, pulls up on the elbow. Now Endoff out high, long three, knocks it down. That ties the game at 23.
How much did we need that? Felt like we were farther behind the way this game had gone, but the three ties it.
Quick jumper in the lane by Sisson won't go. Jalen McCants with a rebound. Jalen down the lane, gets held and tied up by Sisson. A reach in on the arm, his second foul of the game. That's Jalen's eighth rebound despite being in foul trouble in the second quarter. Played a 3 minutes here in the third quarter that seems to have taken a really long time. But in that time, the Streaks have battled back, tied it up, and have a chance to regain the lead here on this possession.
Well, we talked to the Sterling broadcasters before the game. They said, boy, I hope we don't have another 39-36 games we had here last year. Well, we may be headed that way, the way these teams are playing defense.
And off right wing, can't knock from that spot. Ball knocked out of Cunningham's hands into Cooper Willman's hands for Sterling. Leads a break to the other end. Shot up and in by Yarbrough, and a foul, and one. Eric Price got there too late. Sterling, I'll tell you, to their credit, they get out quickly. When the transition opportunity presents itself, they attack it.
Yeah, because it would be easy for them to get lulled into, especially in a game like this where they've got the big advantage of the big kid down low, to just continually pound it into him and not really worry about the tempo of the game. But you're right, they will surprise you when they get that opportunity. And Yarborough, terrific athlete, just completes a three-point play.
Just like that, they're back up by three, 26-23, after the three-point play with a foul on Eric Price. Nick Fields into the right corner, left open, foot on the line, hits an 18-and-a-half footer. Galesburg within one at 26-25. First basket of the game for Nick. Back comes Sterling. Spinning in the lane, kicking it out, Willman. Onto the right wing, into the hands of Alec Duran. Swinging around now into the left corner, back to Willman. Trying to shake Endoff. Drives baseline, throws a shoulder into him, and the shot rolls through as he gets it up from the low blocks. Just lean that shoulder in, cleared out enough space to put it up and in over Endoff. 28-25, Sterling. Approaching the midpoint of quarter number three. Galesburg girls basketball to follow in the championship bracket at Mattoon. Now Fields drives. He fends off a man down low, takes it right back to Willman, and Nick gets a shot to roll through the front of the rim.
Well, very important baskets the last two trips by Nick Fields.
28-27. Galesburg down one. Halfway through quarter number three. On the right side, Isaiah Ryan trying to shake Fields. Swing it back into the left corner, now into the hands of Yarborough on the wing. Back around right side they go. Inlet pass to Shore. Shoots baseline short over Cunningham. Keith with the rebound, and he squared off and blocked out Shore, who reached around and fouled him as Cunningham came out for the rebound trying to push it up court.
Yeah, Cunningham did everything right that time. He forced Shore out to take that baseline jumper. And not that he can't make it, but you'll take that. If you can keep him away from the basket and force him to beat you from there, he didn't that time, and then bad mistake by Shore, a ball that he really had no business trying to get. Cunningham clearly had it, and he reaches over from the back and picks up his second foul.
3.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Thanks for being with us here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee filling in for Steve Cheeseman here at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Streaks trailing by one with the ball, 28-27. Cunningham on the right side, drives to the free throw line, kicks it out to Price, squares for three, off the back iron. Rebound Shore, who's collected eight rebounds for Sterling. Streaks still trail by one. Cooper Willman into the front court. Now to the outside, Isaiah Yarborough. Down low, Shore tries to go baseline, feeds it along the baseline to the outside to Willman, who drains a three from the right of the arc. Five in the quarter, eight for the game. Sterling with its biggest lead now at 31-27.
And that's where Willman will get a lot of those looks, not only tonight but this season, because you get so concerned about the big kid down low, you sag down there, and then he kicks it out, and he's wide open for that three.
Justin Endoff, up top, McCants. Right side, Fields. Now up top to Cunningham. Left side, Price with it. Front end of the Galesburg bench. Backs up with the dribble. Finds an opening into the lane. Cut off by Shore. And the pivot put slid. And that time they did call it. You were mentioning earlier, Jim, you've seen that several times, and it hasn't been called. Well, Price didn't get away with it there.
Yeah, both feet were sliding that time. And, yeah, we've seen kids try and go back on that pivot foot. And the toe moves a little bit. Technically, you can call that a travel, but they, like you said, they have overlooked that most of the tournament, but that one was a little too obvious that time as Price had momentum going into the middle of the lane.
Hesitation drive into the front court by Noe Aponte working against Fields. They go into Shore, kicks it out. Sisson drives, fends off Mitchell Sampson. 2:20 to go, third quarter. Sterling with the ball in a four-point lead. Pull up, a lob to Shore, under the basket, steps back, gets it up and circles it around and in with the left hand. He's got 12. And the lead is now 6, 33-27. Sterling playing with a lot of confidence going against these Silver Streaks, whom they defeated twice last year and rallied back from an 11-point deficit in the first half. Up top, Quinn Anderson. Fields on the right elbow, dribbles left, pulls up at the free throw line. Scoops it out to Jalen McCants. Jalen drives. Reach in, taken away by Sisson. Eighth Galesburg turnover. Leading the break, Sterling, other end, flipping it up and in on a feed to Noe Aponte. 8-point Sterling lead, 35-27, timeout Galesburg. Minute 40 to go, third quarter. A full timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's true. I do some of my best car shopping in the middle of the night. Put on my flannel jammies, grab a cup of cocoa, and start weighing my options. To clarify, I'm talking about GalesburgToyota.com. It's a great 24/7 resource to see everything we have on our lot. So when the sun comes up, you know exactly what you want to come test drive. And our market-based pricing makes our car buying experience as straightforward as possible. The price of each pre-owned vehicle is listed right on the website and right in the window. Haggle free. I'm GM Brian Penniman. Buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
7 straight points by the Sterling Golden Warriors forces a Galesburg timeout with a minute 40 to go here in the third quarter. Biggest lead of the game for the Golden Warriors at 35-27.
It's a confidence thing right now, I think.
Really
the Silver Streaks,
I think so.
A lot of heads hanging out there, and that's got to stop or we'll get blown out of this ball game. It's still a game right now, but Sterling, using their balance and all the momentum in the world, have taken their biggest lead in this game, and the Silver Streaks need somebody to step up and turn this thing around. It's amazing how Galesburg was so dominant building that 18-7 lead, and then the Streaks have just lost all their moxie ever since that point.
Since they led 18-7, they have been outscored 28-9. There's a drive by Mitchell Sampson and a foul on the floor as Mitchell attacked the basket. Mike Reynolds wanted a foul in the act of shooting, but they're going to say it was on the floor against Isaiah Yarbrough. That's his third, and the Streaks will inbound it. Fourth team foul on Sterling, Quinn Anderson. Crossover dribble down to the low blocks, cut off. Kicks it out to McCants. Jalen up top to Sampson. Right wing, Keith. The lane is open if he can find it, trying to get around his man. Gives it off to Nick Fields to the free throw line. He'll curl around as the ball knocked loose, out of bounds. Last touch by the Streaks. Ninth Galesburg turnover. Sterling bench getting excited at every play that goes their way and really trying to maintain the level of enthusiasm the way their team is playing right now.
Yeah, they've done a great job because, again, in this atmosphere, you don't get a lot of your fans traveling. It's a long ways from Sterling, over 3 hours down here. They got a few fans, but most of their fans are those guys over there on the bench cheering for their teammates.
Under a minute to go. Good feed on the inlet. Quick catch and release by Willman up and in. He flashed to the lane right in between two Galesburg defenders. Sterling found him, and the Warriors lead by 10.
Starting to look a little like the Pleasant Valley game up at the Iowa-Illinois shootout, where offensively we just completely lost our rhythm, and Sterling is making that 10-point lead.
Quinn Anderson steps inside the arc, misses an 18-footer, and we get a foul as two Galesburg Silver Streaks crash the basket. And I think we got a foul on Aiden Shore, and that is his third. 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Oh, they called it on Yarbrough. I don't know even where he was in that whole mix, but that's his fourth, not the third on Shore. And I'm not sure why Quinn Anderson, wide open on the outside, decided to take a step forward and step inside the arc and shoot that ball. Didn't go down anyway. McCants on the inbound trying to find Anderson. Steps back, shoots from the free throw line, and hits. Streaks needed that one, down 8 now. 37-29. Streaks in a 1-3-1. Going to try to push this here and not let Sterling hold for the final shot. Sisson will back up toward midcourt. Now Shore comes out high for it. Endoff sneaks in underneath, trying to knock it loose. We're down to 10 seconds to go. Shore at the volleyball line, and Sterling calls timeout. Some of the players looked a little confused looking at that 1-3-1 out there. Ryan Vasquez wants to set it up with 7 seconds to go.
Well, I wonder when they had Shore, the big kid, clear out here at the volleyball line with 7 seconds to go, and he's holding the ball. I would think you'd want to rotate him down there pretty soon, and thus the timeout.
Again, remind you, Galesburg girls basketball from Mattoon will follow our broadcast here at Taylorville. And in fact, we might try to take a quick post game just to get out of this, as they have a scheduled 8:30 tip. So we're getting close to the time when they should be starting with their pregame broadcast. Haven't heard any communications from there. Not sure how closely they're running on time, but it is the last game of the day, so anything could go in that kind of situation. But regardless of the situation, we'll get you to the girls basketball game with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson as soon as we're done here. Final 6 seconds of the third quarter, and a double dribble. Unguarded, Isaiah Ryan, after the inbound, comes across midcourt. Mitchell Sampson was in front of him, and just a loss of consciousness on that one. And the Streaks get it back with 4.5 seconds to go. They'll have to take it from about 12 feet across into the backcourt to try to get off a shot here, trailing by 8.
Let's throw in a three-pointer here and knock this down to 5 going into the fourth quarter. That would be unexpected. That was the first turnover of the quarter for Sterling. They've been very strong with the ball.
Tom Meredith says the fourth quarter just started at Mattoon. Inbound to Justin Endoff. Lets a three fly, and he missed it. And that's the end of the third quarter. So the Streaks can't take advantage of it. 37-29 Sterling after three. You're listening to Silver Streaks Roy's Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a triple breakfast stack? Since today is the big day, my time to shine. I'm taking names and showing them who's boss.
Well, good luck on your game today.
Game? No, I'm a substitute teacher for third graders.
Oh, that is big.
For every kind of big day, there's McDonald's new triple breakfast stacks, stacked with two sausage patties and two slices of cheese with bacon and egg on your choice of McMuffin, biscuit, or McGriddles.
Woo, go big! And pull around, please.
And participating McDonald's for a limited time.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
They may as well call it Botox for your house. New siding can turn an outdated home into a total head turner. If you're ready to give your home's exterior a complete overhaul, call the visionaries at Courtright Construction of Oneida. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Brad Binowitz, Jim Lee with you from Taylorville. Jim filling in for Steve Cheeseman, who will be back with us tomorrow for the final two games here at the tournament. And Jim, in case I forget to say it later, thanks very much for agreeing to fill in.
Oh, no problem. I love this tournament.
Here's Quinn Anderson driving in on the first possession for the Silver Streaks of the fourth quarter and got fouled, taking it in from the left wing just 10 seconds into the quarter. And for Sterling, I guess that's just their 16th foul of the half. Second of the game on Weston Sisson. Eric Price on the inbound. End off out high, gives it back to Eric. Squared up for three, but he was way out there, so he passes up on it. Silver Streaks trailing by 8, 37-29 as we start quarter number 4. End off on the right wing. Sterling forcing the Streaks to work and a poke away from the backside. It was Isaiah Ryan who did that again, but the Streaks get back defensively. Ryan settles for the 3, and McCants takes the rebound away from Aiden Shore. Streaks dodge a bullet there. Here's End off right wing. Hits the 3, and the Streaks are within 5 at 37-32. Streaks dodged a bullet at the other end, turned it into a point, and turn it into a little bit of a turnaround as they get a turnover and a chance to cut the lead a little closer.
Yeah, good steal by Quinn Anderson, and the Streaks with a chance to narrow this thing down here.
Just a minute into the fourth quarter. Quinn Anderson curls around, reverses back behind into McCants. Galesburg down 5, 37-32. McCants shoots the 3 and hits it. When Jalen let that go, I thought, no, get a better shot, but he pulls the Streaks within 2 at 37-35. Sterling breaks the Streaks press all the way down. Ryan lobs and a two-handed jam to Shore. 39-35. Broke the press, and that was wide open for that. Set up perfectly at the other end. Price across midcourt on the dribble. Steps back. Gives to Cunningham. Keith driving in from the left side on Sisson. Cut off on the low blocks by a double team. Skips it back out. Bad pass. Stolen away by Sterling. But McCants recovers in the backcourt. And now a reach-in tie-up or a foul called on Sterling as Ryan trying to maintain the momentum. But that's the 17th foul on Sterling. And McCants will shoot a 1-1. And that could be big here. But the Streaks only 3 team fouls and 6:19 to play in the game. Galesburg trailing by 4.
Yeah, whatever it takes. I think this Galesburg team, the Streaks really need to win a ball game like this to feel like they can, because you look at the losses this year, that East Moline game, it got tight down the stretch and they just couldn't quite get over the hump. Certainly the Rock Falls game, you and Steve did, a game that they really, for a lot of it, played well enough to win, but then just didn't play well down the stretch. And it'd be great to come back here and get a win against a good team late.
McCants' free throw, a flat free throw, goes in and out. And then Eric Price getting in there going for the rebound, got undercut, a little push on the backside, called against Cooper Willman. So right back to the free throw line, not McCants, but this time Price to shoot the 1-1.
And I'm trying to think of the Rock Island game. You
know, yeah.
They played pretty well through the middle part of that game, but then just wilted down the stretch in that one. And against these good teams, you've got to play well in the fourth quarter. And the Streaks with 6:18 to go, only a 4-point deficit here. And Eric Price at the line, a chance to maybe get that first big win in a comeback fashion.
And that would put the Streaks as the number one seed in pool play, and a 1:30 start tomorrow. Eric's free throw up and in. His only points in the second half from the free throw line, 3 out of 4 at the line, 13 for the game. He pulls the Streaks within 3 at an uncomfortable 39-36 score that replicates what the final was here last year between these two teams. Second free throw is good, though, and he quickly gets that off the scoreboard.
You know, and if you're a Sterling fan, you're looking up there and you're going, how is this just a two-point game? Because your team has dominated the middle quarter so completely, and now here it is, a two-point lead.
Sterling breaks the trap. They go for the lob again, and there it is again with a two-handed dunk by Shore, this time from the right side.
Well, fortunately, a dunk only counts for two. It's impressive to watch.
And the lead is back to four. Well, Sterling breaks that press, and once they do, they get the two-on-one at the other end. End off. Quick three at the top. Airballs it. Cunningham trying to save it. Scoops it out to Fields. Right back to McCants, who misses the shot underneath Cunningham. Pump fakes. Puts it up. That won't go. And Shore comes down with a rebound. He's got nine. And now Cunningham coming up from the backcourt. Isaiah Ryan may be sensing that Keith was coming. Cuts from right to left and cuts off Cunningham, who runs him over and picks up his third foul. Mike Reynolds is looking at the officials, asking where any fouls were that weren't called on that exchange at the other end when the Streaks got, what, three shots at the basket?
Yep.
And
yep.
Couldn't make any of them. Shore on the right side to Ryan. Sets a screen.
Fields got away with one there.
Yeah, he popped him in the chin. And an illegal screen set by Shore as Ryan was trying to shake Fields on the outside. Nick chasing underneath. And I don't know, Shore maybe kind of stuck the backside out there a little bit. That's his third and the 10th turnover on Sterling.
Now it's Ryan Vasquez's turn to get into the official's ear over there. He can't believe that one.
4-point Sterling lead, 5:20 to go in the game. Nick Fields on the dribble out high. Endoff comes out for it. Pulls up at the free throw line, gives it to McCants. He's going to shoot another three.
Wow.
And hits again.
Look at that.
Streaks within one. Back-to-back threes by McCants here in the fourth quarter. He's got six, eight for the game, and a drive at the other end and a push foul on Fields as the Streaks got beat in transition again, and Cooper Willman going to the basket will now shoot two free throws after the first foul of the game on Nick.
Well, Justin Endoff was the first one down the court, but he pulled his attention away from where the ball was, went over to look at the guy on the weak side, figuring out where. In the meantime, the ball carrier just blew down the left side of the lane, and so the only recourse was a foul from Fields coming behind the play, but Endoff just kind of lost the ball that time.
41-40 is the Sterling lead, 5:06 to go in the game. Cooper Willman knocks down the first free throw. He had seven in the third quarter to build for Sterling up to a 10-point lead. This is his first point of the fourth quarter after the Streaks pulled within one. Misses the second one. Shore gets up high. The tip won't go.
Dodge
and Eric Price
there.
Gets the rebound. Streaks could tie it up or take the lead here. Down two. Price with a shake and bake. Fires the long three from the outside. I don't think that's what the Streaks wanted. Isaiah Ryan with a rebound. Streaks didn't run any offense there. Price just let it fly.
And it was well behind the arc, and he was way too strong. It slammed off the backboard. And yeah, that's not the shot Mike Reynolds wanted.
Price reached in, got a hand on the ball on Aponte, but couldn't come up with it. Aponte hangs on to it. Now to the left side, Isaiah Ryan. Tell you, we've seen a lot of things that the officiating crews have let go here in all three games that we've watched here. It's been physical, a lot of contact. And Sterling leads by two. And a pull-up jumper.
Chip and JoJo made it look real easy on Fixer Upper, but now you realize you're in way over your head. Fear not, friend. Courtright Construction of Oneida tackles projects of all kinds. See pictures at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Avoid one man and did under and just didn't have enough on the layup.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, and there were more than a few, I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
WGIL, proud of our connection to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Chris LeGros from WGIL with this community reminder. The Gospel Choir on Friday, March 22nd.
Okay. Silver Streaks have just tied the game at 44. A dribble drive by Sterling and a Jalen McCants rebound just the front of the rim, had a chance to regain the lead. Sterling's going to get a layup at the other end.
And I saw some like dry brush and leaves around. So
I cannot reconnect at a lower rate. It will not let me. Local busy.
Once in a while, historically.
Hits him close to home. Not everybody gets the hug, my friend. So that's pretty special, to get a hug from Smokey Bear.
So it was him. Hey, guys, I told you it was Smokey.
Okay, well, congratulations, my friend. And thanks for calling. There are many ways to prevent a wildfire. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
Thanks for staying with us here on WGIL. We have a timeout on the floor here in the fourth quarter. There's a minute 51 to go and a 46-44 Sterling lead. Streaks have had some opportunities here, Jim, in the little effort test where we lost our signal to get reconnected. Eric Price had a couple of free throws that he missed. Sterling couldn't connect at the other end. Streaks came down to... did get a tie ball game, and then they had another opportunity to tie it up or take the lead, and that shot didn't go, and Sterling burned the streaks in transition to regain this 46-44 lead.
Yeah, it was kind of a long rush three-pointer we took, and then Sterling took advantage of that and leaked the guy back and just threw the baseball pass all the way down, and he was pretty much wide open, made the layup, and that's the difference right now at 46-44. 1:51 to go, and the streaks bring it up court. Jalen McCants bringing it across the timeline for Galesburg right now.
With Cunningham, Price, Endoff, and Fields for the Silver Streaks. This is Endoff now. Found an opening down the lane. Contact. He couldn't get the shot down as it went up and just hung on the rim and fell off on the left side. But the foul will send Endoff to the line. And again, this is when the Streaks are attacking the basket. Good things are happening, like right here. Being in the double bonus, getting a chance at a couple of free throws. And you know, Justin Endoff, historically, is the Streaks' best free throw shooter, and I can't help but believe that that play wasn't designed in the timeout. Get the ball to Justin, let him attack the basket. If they foul him, we like him shooting free throws, and he knocks down the first one.
Yeah, you get that double bonus, you want to take advantage of it any chance you get, and especially in a game like this, and he rimmed out the second one.
And then Keith Cunningham had a hand on the rebound, but Shore controls it. Soft pass into the front court, but Sterling gets to it first. Streaks trail by one, 46-45. Endoff with six in the quarter. But trailing by one with a minute 20 to go, and now trying to work around a screen, a foul called on Endoff. And that'll be the 16th foul on the Silver Streaks, only the first of the game on Justin. And now Justin sits down, frustrated. Replaced on the floor by Quinn Anderson. Minute 23 to go, 46-45, Sterling, Golden Warriors with the ball. Yarbrough will inbound At the end of the scoring table, front end of the Sterling bench. Bounce pass on the inbound to Isaiah Ryan. Dribbling left, the lane is open. Isaiah Ryan curls around Fields, gets it off to Shore, comes up short inside the free throw line. Cunningham locks on to his 10th rebound, and the Streaks with a chance to regain the lead here. They have not led since they were up 18-17 in the second quarter. They've had some chances here in the fourth quarter. Can they convert here? Price on the dribble, down the lane, feeds it to Quinn on the left side. A foul on the way up, and he's going to shoot two free throws. I didn't even hear the whistle. I just thought it was a clean block, and Sterling got the rebound, but the whistle was made. Quinn's going to shoot two on the fourth foul on Weston Sisson.
Well, and I'm impressed that Quinn Anderson caught that ball because Eric Price went down the right side of the lane, and he whipped that thing across. I thought he was going to the basket, and they threw it right to Anderson, who was ready, but Quinn just missed his first free throw, so we'll try again to tie this game.
Streaks have missed five of their last six free throws. Trailing by one with 58 seconds to go. Second one to tie it up here. Quinn's shot up and off the back iron. Rebound, Jalen McCants. Another crack at it. Quinn back to Jalen, who's knocked down two big three-pointers here in the fourth quarter and grabbed his 12th rebound, his biggest one of the game. 48 seconds to go. Streaks with the ball down one. McCants. Fields. Now left side Cunningham. Over to Price. Eric has his pocket pick. He let the ball hang out in front of him too much, and Isaiah Ryan just took it away from him. 10th turnover on the Streaks, their first of the fourth quarter. And now Sterling wants to run clock and make Galesburg chase with 28 seconds to go. McCants.
Nope. Make Jalen make the foul.
And a timeout called by Sterling. With 23.2 seconds to go, the next foul for the Silver Streaks will be a 1-1 at the free throw line. So a Sterling timeout with 23 seconds to go. Golden Warriors lead by one.
Well, again, you got to chase a little bit, and that's fine to make the foul because you're in a situation where you need to put them in that 1-1. But I was afraid Jalen was the one that was going to go out there and commit, and that's the last thing you want. You go ahead and run a few more seconds, make somebody else commit that foul if it has to happen, because if this thing goes into overtime, you know, you need Jalen out there the whole time, and you don't want him to be the guy that fouls.
And he does have three fouls.
Yeah, he's got one to give, but you just hate to see that.
So 23 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Sterling leads the Silver Streaks, 46-45. Another one of these hotly contested, tight games that we've become accustomed to between these two teams the last 2 years. Again, 10 team fouls on Sterling. Already the Streaks in the double bonus. The next foul for the Streaks puts Sterling into the bonus. Both teams with one timeout remaining.
Can the Streaks finally find the answer
to
win one of these close games?
Shore, Yarbrough, Aponte, Willman will inbound in front of the Sterling bench on the far side, and Isaiah Ryan on the floor for Sterling. Cunningham, Price, Fields, Anderson, and McCants for the Silver Streaks. On the inbound looking, Price goes for the steal, frees up Yarbrough. Down to 20 seconds to go. Isaiah Ryan with it. Now McCants comes out, has to reach in and foul, stopping the clock with 18 seconds to go. And might be looking at the stat sheet there in that situation. I don't know. You got your stat sheet handy, Jim, for Sterling? Curious what they see in Isaiah Ryan that they want to put him at the line, because Jalen fouled him right away. That's his fourth foul. Ryan hasn't been to the line yet. 4 points in the game. 18 seconds to go. Even if he makes both, he's got to make the front end of the 1-1, and he does. Even if he makes both, it's still a one-point game.
Yeah, Ryan came in at 21 of 30, 70%.
Okay. So maybe not their first choice, but had to stop the clock quickly. Second one, circles around and through. You know, if the Streaks had made free throws, they might not be in this situation. They now trail by three. 18 seconds to go. Fields, Price in the backcourt. McCants, Cunningham, Endoff in the front court. Of the guys who can shoot threes reliably, Endoff and Price are your main guys. McCants can knock him down. Who's going to be the one to tie it up here? Price. Now McCants with it. 8 seconds to go. Jalen back to Fields. And a timeout called by Mike Reynolds. He uses his last one. Uses his last timeout with 4.8 seconds to go. Nobody who can reliably knock down the three was anywhere near the ball there.
Well, and Sterling, knowing the situation, even more pressure out high. You know, he had the ball with 18 seconds, and that's one of those where if they're going to give you a two, you could take it in that at that situation. But now with 4.8 left, you can't afford to go inside. You've got to get off the three-pointer. I mean, I guess if you wanted to drive and maybe hope you get the foul, but I'm sure that Sterling going to be pretty well schooled in that situation. Coach Vasquez is going to say, hey, if somebody comes running down the paint, let him go.
Yep, you bet.
So it's going to be tough to even get a shot off here. Maybe somebody curl around off of a screen, but 4.8, that's tough to get a good look.
Or what's become a common discussion issue, do you just foul? Put the streaks at the free throw line. Don't even let him shoot a three.
Yeah, and you could do that, I guess. Yeah, and you could talk about that all night. I've always felt like that's, if your other team, that's not the honorable thing to do.
Yeah, well, and the streaks have shown the ability to rebound missed free throws, even in this game, throughout the season, but even in this game. So I don't think that strategically is the best idea either.
It's logically makes sense, but you usually want to give the other team, you know, they got to beat you straight up.
Riley Milan is in for the streaks. He can knock down a three. Keith Cunningham will inbound from our right. 5 seconds to go. Pump fakes on the inbound, trying to find Milan, and Sterling knocks it out of bounds. Takes 6/10 of a second off the clock. They'll replay it from the same spot. Nope, Keith will take about 5 steps to the right. He'll inbound it closer to the corner with Shore at 6'10", guarding Keith on the inbound. 4.2 seconds to go. Cunningham slaps the ball, looking, gets it up top to McCants. Jalen fires one up, and it gets blocked by Shore, and that's the ball game. It was an off-balance shot with Jalen fading to his right, and Shore blocked it, and that's how the game ends. 48-45, Sterling wins it. We'll take a timeout. Sterling improves to 8-3. Streaks drop to 8-5. And Galesburg will play the noon game tomorrow in the first of the qualifying games for the title game here at Taylorville. 48-45 the final. Stay tuned for the post game up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Yem Auto Group in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. And by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
This time of year is all about family, and Yem in Galesburg would like you to be a part of ours. This is Sarah Yem. The Yem Chevrolet employee discount is now available to everyone. You pay what we pay, and not a penny more.
Happy holidays. This is Robert Eldridge at Yem Chevrolet. Save over $5,000 on new Chevy Malibus and new 2019 Chevy Equinox. Holiday savings up to $6,000.
It's our way of saying welcome to the family at Yem Chevrolet, North Henderson, Galesburg.
When you're driving at night, do you sometimes
pretend like I can't hear my kids talking so they'll fall asleep?
Well, yeah, we all do that. But do you get these weird halo things around headlights? And everything's like blurry and hard to see?
No. That sounds like a vision thing. You better make an appointment at Kehoe like yesterday.
Night blindness affects millions of Americans. But the Kehoe doctors have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Robert, there's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
The official WGIO forecast. Cloudy skies expected for tonight with a slight chance of freezing rain and drizzling, a low of 21. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a high of 31. Then for tomorrow night, mostly clear and a low of 19. Sunday will bring some sunshine with a high of 40. Sunday night, partly cloudy, a chance for snow through the overnight hours, and a low of 30. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 26 degrees.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks fall yet again to the Sterling Golden Warriors 48-45. Galesburg now 8-5 on the season. Sterling improves to 8-3. They'll be the top seed coming out of pool play. And the Silver Streaks tomorrow in a noon game will play either IVC or Taylorville. Depends on the outcome of this game that's warming up in front of us here now. Just, Jim, I feel like this game was lost in the second quarter. Not because Sterling went on that 14-0 run, and that's when they took the lead. That the Streaks never got back, by the way. Silver Streaks tied it twice in the fourth quarter, had opportunities to take the lead, and never did. But I feel like the game was lost in the second quarter because that's when the energy, the attitude, the confidence of this team completely changed. And they did a better job in the fourth quarter of trying to get it back and did a nice job of turning this game more into their kind of game in terms of attacking the basket. And that's what helped lead the comeback, at least. But had they not lost that, because that confidence, that lack of confidence carried over into the third quarter as well, when they dug themselves that 10-point hole. That's just my thought on this game.
Well, yeah, obviously it was a complete turnaround in the ball game at that point. And the thing is, I understand, we'll talk with Mike about this a little bit too, and I'm sure he'll be able to shed the light on it, but when we were building that lead, we were getting really solid play inside from McCants and Cunningham. They were really doing a good job of holding their own with the big kid. I mean, really, if one guy wasn't doing it, the other one was. Well, then, of course, McCants got in the foul trouble, and that was the beginning of our problems. But at no point in the game, McCants never did pick up that fourth foul. They're right at the... We had to at the end. But the whole second half, he's clear out here away from the basket. And I don't know how we can beat a team with any inside presence if we've got McCants and Cunningham anywhere farther than 5 feet from the basket. I can't have Jalen out here trying. I mean, he made a few threes, but you got to have some guards or somebody come out here and be able to do something from the perimeter. We got a few of those down, but it's just so frustrating to see how well they played in that first quarter and first few minutes of the second quarter.
Certainly, yeah.
And then never be able to get back to that. Yeah, they got back in the game, which was great. When it was 37-29, I thought we were toast. And be able to come back the way they did to get it tight right down to the end, that's a tribute to their determination. But from a structural standpoint, I know the big kid was good. He was real good. 16 points, 13 rebounds,
yep,
and a number of blocks, too. But did he raise his level of play that much for the last 2.5 quarters? Or did we just abandon something that was working for us in the first quarter and never go back to it?
Right.
So I guess that's my question.
Well, we'll find out when the coach joins us here. We're going to take a timeout. We'll find out what Mike Reynolds has to say, as well as giving you our post-game statistics and our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. 48-45, Sterling wins it. This is Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
In basketball, it's your defense's job to keep the other team from scoring, just like your car insurance policy is supposed to protect you when you have an accident. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. Craddy Insurance and Rockford Mutual Insurance are the perfect team to keep you out of foul trouble. I'll discuss your needs and we'll select the right coverage for you. Call me today at Craddy Insurance in Galesburg for a free auto insurance estimate with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Robert, there's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
You could win as much as $500 cash by wearing the white WGIL button. Find out where to get one at WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks fall to Sterling 48-45. Let's take a quick look at our post-game statistics. As we always do at this time, brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home and not miserable when you get the bill.
All right. Well, Sterling cooled off a little bit in the second half, but still had a pretty decent night shooting the ball. 44%, they were 20 out of 45 from the field. Silver Streaks, that second quarter, as we said, really their undoing, going just 2 of 12. We were 29% at the half. By the time all was said and done, we were 17 out of 49 for the field. Still rounded up, give them 35% on the game. Rebounding edge to the Silver Streaks, who got 34 caroms in this one to 27 for Sterling. Turnovers even at 12 apiece. So the difference obviously was the big kid. You mentioned to me after we went to break there, you said that's the best you've seen him play, and you really were impressed with the way he was the dominant factor in this game. And if he sat down, it wasn't for much more than a minute or two in this game.
He
played pretty much end to end.
Three-point shooting, Sterling just 2 of 5 tonight. That wasn't the story of the game. Silver Streaks 6 out of 22, so they continue to really struggle shooting the ball from the perimeter down here. More of the story at the free throw line, Sterling 6 out of 7, Galesburg only 5 out of 12, and 3 of 9 in the fourth quarter. But they had some opportunities to get points at the clock, stop, tie the game, take the lead, and just missed 5 out of 6 at the line at one point. 48-45 the final. We'll take a final timeout. Hope to get a word with Coach Mike Reynolds, but we've got to get you to Silver Streaks girls basketball in Mattoon as well. So one final timeout in the postgame on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, and by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
There is nothing quite as terrifying as ordering 200 t-shirts. There's just so many things that could go wrong. So you got to pick the most reputable screen printing operation in the business. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They got about a million t-shirts under their belt. They offer premium ink that will last much longer than one season. They have tons of ink options and an endless assortment of colors to complement any design you might have. And a graphic design artist on staff to help conceptualize your idea. Embroidery, screen printing, you place your trust in the capable hands of Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Design a shirt right now at BreedloveSports.com.
They may as well call it Botox for your house. New siding can turn an outdated home into a total head-turner. If you're ready to give your home's exterior a complete overhaul, call the visionaries at Courtright Construction of Oneida. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
The Galesburg Silver Streaks girls basketball team will play the host Mattoon Green Wave at their tournament tonight. Join Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson for the call following Silver Streaks boys basketball this evening on WGIL.
Post-game coverage here on WGIL. Mike Reynolds joins us in our coach's interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods. Coach, what turned things around there in the second quarter? We just, things that were working so well for us early in the game just completely shifted around for us.
Well, second quarter, Jaylee got a second foul. We stopped going to the rim, started shooting jump shots. And jump shots are great when they're going in, but they haven't went in all tournament for us. So going to the rim, like at the end of the game when we were down 8, went to the rim. But, I mean, the story of the game is the last 3 minutes. You know, we get the thing tied. We have 7 non-winning plays. So we have twice we have them in a trap. We let them get out of the trap. We have them dead to rights. Probably going to turn them over. Let them dribble right out of the trap. Go up, alley-oop, dunk twice. We missed 3 free throws. We missed a wide-open layup. And we turn the ball. One of our best ball handlers turns the ball over right there. You can't win. You know, it's the same. It sounds like we should repeat it from, you know, UT game, Rock Falls game. At some point in the last 3 minutes, we've got to make winning plays. And, you know, we can say, hey, we got a young sophomore, a junior, and younger guys that haven't played. We can say whatever we want. But the fact of the matter is, if you want to win in our conference, you want to win the regional sectional, you have to make winning plays in the last 3 minutes, and we haven't done it yet. And that's partly on me, I guess. And it's you know, it's on our players too, and we got to keep working on it. But it's frustrating. It's frustrating to leave here just like it was last Saturday with a game that we think we should have won. And you know, we've done that. We count three times this year: once at home against UT, once on the road against Rock Falls, where we had a 9-10 point lead. Here we were up 18-7,
right,
and we let them back in. Then we get down 9 or 10. It's, you know, we can't be, you know, whatever you call it, up and down, whatever. It's not good. And we got to be better. And I told those guys, if you want to play Sterling again, then you've got to beat Taylorville on their home floor in the morning. And you know, that doesn't happen very often. So we'll see what we're made of tomorrow.
Is it just one of those situations where you think we just do it one time? We just make that winning play one time, get over the hump, and we go?
I hope. Yeah. I don't know. You know, if I could predict human behavior, I'd have something. But I can't. And we're going to keep working with it. I mean, these guys, we've got good basketball players. That was not a game of skill. You know, it became a physical, fouling, banging game where, you know, we were on the short end of that stuff. That's not who we are anymore. We're a skilled-based group. And, you know, I thought, you know, when we got to the free throw line stuff, I thought, boy, it's turning in our favor. And our skill, I don't know if our skill was tired or whatever, you know, mentally or physically, but, you know, we couldn't make enough plays to win the game. And that's the frustrating part. You know, it's very frustrating. I'm as frustrated as I've ever been right now.
Yep. Well, early in this game, in the first quarter, McCants and Cunningham down low are really holding their own and being a scoring factor. Then McCants picks up the second foul. You switched Cunningham over to guard Shore, which you pushed him out and got some jumpers, and I thought that was going well, but it seemed like we were never able to return to having McCants and Cunningham down low getting anything done the rest of the night.
No, we, you know, Jalen got out with those two hand checks, and then got another quick one, which was a good call, you know, early in the third quarter. We just, you know, we had to make sure he's on the floor for rebounding and different things. But, you know, to me it comes down to making winning plays. We didn't make any of them. And credit, you know, Shore and Isaiah Ryan, they make them. And they made them in the regional, and they made them again. So at some point, if we want to win those kind of games, we're going to have to make them too. But right now, either we're not mentally ready or we're not physically ready to make them.
Coach, we appreciate you coming by. We're going to let you go. Thanks for your time.
All right. Good luck, Coach.
We'll see you tomorrow. Silver Streaks fall tonight, 48-45. Final thought as we got to get to the Gillsburg girls game against Mattoon. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game. Jalen hit those two big threes in the fourth quarter and had that big rebound off the missed free throw that gave us another chance. He's my thought. What's yours, Jim?
Well, yeah, that crunch time and early on, he was key. I mean, obviously, when he sat down in the second quarter, that tells you how important he is, because the roof caved in on us and we never really quite got back. So, yeah, Jalen was the man.
Jalen McCants, our Dave's Auto Buddy, crunch time player of the game, and a losing effort, 48-45. Unfortunately, that puts Gillsburg at the noon game tomorrow, Coach Mike Reynolds said, against Taylorville. That is yet to be determined, but they certainly are the favorite against IBC on their home floor. We got to get you to Mattoon. Thanks for being with us to Gillsburg Boys Basketball. Stay tuned up next. Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson for Gillsburg Girls Basketball on WGIL.
Thanks for listening to Gillsburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Gillsburg Sports.